This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds big, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode or another broadcast of Asian Wave 101, only on CITR 101.9 FM, live from the beautiful city of Vancouver. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Now, this week, you're going to be hearing some really interesting songs, some really great songs. We got some big stories coming out of Asia as well, but this past week has been rather interesting. But whether or not these news stories are interesting, I'll let you be the judge of that. Now, to start us off on a high note, since it is a rather dreary day outside, it's raining when I first walked in here. So I'm going to play you Jay Park with his song Joa, meaning literally like, or I like you, coming right at you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
Oh,
All right, so that was Jay Park's I Like You, Joa, a little bit of old school feel in a genre that tends to be used to a lot more contemporary electronic sound. So definitely go check out more of his work. Go check out Jay Park. If you like his work, if you like his sound, you know, he's doing some really big things now. So a bit of background information, actually. Jay actually debuted back in 2008 as a member of the Korean boy band 2PM, but after some complications, he left the group in 2009, and since then he's been doing a lot of work on his own. And he began releasing his own material starting in 2011 with an EP called Abandoned. Take a Deeper Look. Abandoned is the single. And he's been releasing his own material. He's been writing his own material. He's even beginning to take part in the production and composing of his songs as well. And he also happens to be a very talented b-boy, so definitely he's an all-around entertainer. And last year, in 2013, he established his own label, AOMG, which stands for Above Ordinary Music Group, and that's been getting a lot of attention too. So seriously, he's doing some big things, and he's about to take over, so keep an eye out for Jay Park. Next up, we have a girl group that debuted in 2007, and after several hits, numerous hits, today they are the number one undisputed girl group of Korea. I'm talking about Sonyeoside, which is Girls' Generation, and they are actually one of the few Korean, or just Asian acts in general, to have actually crossed over into the United States. And they actually appeared on network TV in the States, and they were actually on David Letterman, so definitely a very big achievement. You know, nothing further really needs to be said about this group of girls. Girls' Generation coming up next with their new single off their fourth EP, Mr. Mister.
Yeah. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
Welcome back. Before the break, we heard Jay Park and Girls Generation. Now for a change of speed, we're going to head over to the Mandarin pop world. Now, the Chinese language pop world doesn't really have idols in the conventional sense like they do in K-pop. But there is a veritable amount of, a very good amount of multi-talented solo artists who perform, write, compose, and produce all of their own work. And one of the best is none other than Jay Chou, Zhou Jielun, singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, he does it all. And his music is a very distinct blending of Western music styles and Chinese cultural elements, which sets him apart from other artists. And, sometimes the cultural references can be a little hard to detect, but this really sets him apart from other artists, and it puts him at the front of a group of artists that are leading something that is now being referred to as the China Wind, which is the spread of Chinese pop culture to other areas. And Jay Chou hasn't released anything official since 2012, so this next song's a little bit older. It's called Sha Xiao, meaning smile, and it's a duet with Cindy Yen, the first artist signed to Jay Chou's JVR music label. So let's take a listen to it.
手机里没讯号，担心你的回信号。
That was Jay Chou's Smile, a little lighthearted fun and feel, because I just really hope that when you're listening to these songs, you really can put a smile on your face. But if not, well, you can't say that I didn't try. But anyway, we're going to move on to another group, a girl group this time. This time, the girl group is from Taiwan. They've been getting a lot of attention lately, and the members are not just singers, but also models and actresses. And up next, so we have Taiwan's Dream Girls with their song Ting Ni Shuo, which means Hear You Say. And after the break, we'll have Wilbur Pan. Don't go anywhere.
What are you doing Saturday, May 24th? If you're looking for one of the most fascinating, entertaining, and intellectually stimulating days of the year, come to the Vancouver campus for UBC's Alumni Weekend. General admission, including entry to all UBC gardens and museums, is free. CITR will be there too. For a full schedule of events, go to alumni.ubc.ca. Proudly sponsored by Cowell Auto Group and CITR.
What would you like, my lord?
Bring me CITR.
Even Satan, God of Darkness, listens to CITR on 101.9 FM.
What can I do? 无时无刻被温柔保护。
That was Wilbur Pan's What Can I Do off his ninth studio album, The Story of Billy, which actually marked a bit of a breakthrough for the Taiwanese-American singer as a songwriter, in which he contributed six songs created solely by himself to this album. So definitely go check out some more of Wilbur Pan. He's a, you know, he's a very solid artist. He's got very good material. So anyway, we're going to move on to the next part of our show now, where we catch up on all the latest happenings in the Chinese language and Korean entertainment worlds and see what celebrities have been up to. And this is Asian Entertainment News. Okay, so it's been another underwhelming week in the Chinese pop and Chinese language entertainment world. Again, like last week, there was so much relationship news and so many articles regarding people's personal lives that I predict, with all the entertainers from China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan all confirming relationships, dispelling rumors about relationships, or anything regarding their personal lives, that entire part of Asian entertainment is going to completely stop. It's just going to come to a complete standstill next month. But in order to not neglect my duties as host, I'm still going to be giving you a quick rundown of all the relationship news that happened anyway. Only the bigger stories, though, and this is just a few of the ones that I found. So first up, Venice Wu, actor and member of iconic Taiwanese boy band F4, and his newly wedded wife Arisa Cho posted an Instagram picture during their vacation to Paris, France, wearing shades, looking cool, and enjoying life. So all the best to the newly wedded couple. Next, Hong Kong model and actress Chrissy Chow recently dispelled some rumors about her love life after posting a picture on her Weibo showing a bouquet of flowers sent to her by a certain Mr. Liu, leading to beliefs that she was in a relationship with said Mr. Liu. Now, she denied these rumors, stating that she is still single, but honestly, not much to say here, except hopefully she isn't dealing with one of those creepy stalkers that Korean celebrities have to handle on a regular basis. So moving on now, popular Taiwanese actress Barbie Hsu recently welcomed a new baby girl, and all her star friends were quick to send their congratulations to Barbie, wishing both her and the baby happiness and good health. Now, I made a prediction before, so I'll make another one here. I predict no sleep in her near future. No, sorry, bad joke. And finally, more than one star has posted pictures online with their children, and there are plenty of articles on that particular topic, so feel free to go search them up on your own. All jokes aside, though, this next one is very serious. Jet Li, the superstar actor and martial artist, is being accused by an anonymous Weibo user of embezzling nearly $500 million from One Foundation, a charity fund that he helped set up. So the accuser states Jet Li embezzled from a fund dedicated to helping the victims of the earthquake that occurred last year in China's Sichuan province. So in response, Jet posted on his own Weibo, "I really wish I could embezzle funds, but I have neither the seal nor the authority, and the money is in the nation's bank. How am I supposed to get funds to my personal account? Can someone teach me?" So Jet Li made a bit of a joke about the situation with his post on his social networks, but this is a very serious accusation, so hopefully they catch the one who's been running his mouth off, and hopefully this issue will be resolved soon. Now, moving on to Korea, first we have Kahi, former leader of popular girl group After School, is in the news and taking on some flack for some comments that she made. Now, on May 6th, she appeared on Mnet's Beatles Code 3D, where she was asked some questions regarding quote-unquote outcast members in girl groups. So this question actually goes back to the summer of 2012, around July, when it was around this time that a controversy was surrounding fellow girl group Tiara, and the controversy essentially involved the allegations that and the rumors that a member of Tiara was being or had been bullied by the other members. So around this time, Kahi sent out a tweet that said, "It doesn't feel like it's only something that happens to others." So when she posted when she sent out that tweet, it was actually around the time that it was announced that she would be leaving or graduating from the group After School. So it led to some people to believe that there was certain turmoil going on within the group that resulted in her departure, which she has denied. So the MCs continued to ask, do outcasts exist in girl groups? And Kahi responded, of course, there are outcasts, those who make a big deal out of everything and are unlucky for everyone else, those who deserve to get hit, and those who need to get their head on straight. She also stated that there are those who deserve affection, but there are times when giving affection is hard. So an MC asked if it was the same thing for after school, and she said, yes, there are those you can't help but love, those who had no presence. So she said that at the time she had mixed feelings and felt pity as she was about to leave the group, which was why she sent out that tweet. Now, the MCs then asked her who she felt was the most endearing from after school, and after more thinking, she could not decide on one, and the MCs expressed how refreshing it was to hear her honesty. Now, in addressing the criticism that Kahi's been facing regarding this, it's actually coming from a lot of fans of After School and fans of her, and they're criticizing that her remarks were out of line and that they were not showing the proper respect to her former group. But I think what a lot of people are missing is that within the Korean music industry, these groups, idol groups, are all formed by big companies who audition several prospects, and then eventually they'll pick out a few and they'll put them in a group together. So generally, unless these people were friends before, they do not know each other. They are strangers. They're put into a group, and then they're told that they have to get along, which sometimes is really hard. And in the Korean music industry, a lot of these companies coach their artists into putting on this face, putting on this this act that everyone is friends, that everyone gets along very well, which more often than not is not the case. And idol groups in Korea generally don't last very long. They'll generally put out some albums over a five-year period, and then they'll go on their separate ways. And they generally will not remain in contact with each other, except for maybe a few. And I think that that's what the fans are missing here. They just don't seem to know. And Kahi's comments kind of, I guess, just kind of wreck the image that their favorite artists are actually best friends, which often is not the case. That's really it. Hopefully Kahi and After School will continue to find success in their careers. And hopefully this will all blow over soon. So our next bit of news from Korea is Baek Ji-young is back with a new song for the movie The King's Wrath, or officially titled The Fatal Encounter. So the song is called Fervor, and the music video contains footage from the actual film, which stars Hyun Bin and is currently in the screening process. So the song is a sorrowful ballad with piano and string sounds driving the song, and is her comeback song after more than a year on hiatus. So she'll be releasing her follow-up song, Still Hot, on the 19th and kick off official promotional activities right then and as well. So everyone, keep an eye on Korea's Queen of Ballads for the next little while. I'm definitely sure that she will not disappoint. So that'll have to do for Asian entertainment news, and now we're here on Asian Wave 101, and we're going to move away from the pop scene for a moment and check out something from Korea's vibrant indie scene, and this R&B singer. So Bomki has been active for a while now, and he's a very highly sought-after composer and lyricist as well. And, I've got his latest called a track featuring hip-hop act Dynamic Duo on Bomki, everybody.
How do I say goodbye? Bye. 오늘 함께 있고 싶은데
얼음, 위스키, 음악, 슬로우 잼 게임은 시작됐음, 누가 술래 자정 넘어 언어로 하는 테니스 밀당하면서 서로의 맘을 훔쳐보네 짓궂은 말장난이 술잔에 섞이면 넌 불빛을 좀 낮추길 원하지 Whoa. 용기를 내서 내가 다음 단계를 밟으면 너 음악의 볼륨을 조금 높이길 원하지
난 널 갖고 놀래
서로를 숨이 딱 멈출 것 같아서 숨쉴 수가 없어.
She's so lovely. Yeah. 내 눈을 바라볼 때면 to keep her a company.
That's right.
Anything she say I do. 너 아닌 다른 누구도 널 대신할 순 없어. How do I say goodbye? 헤어지고 싶지 않은데.
사랑을 받는 것보다 사랑을 주는 게 훨씬 더 달콤하다는 걸 처음 배웠어. 두근대 내 심장이 넌 대체 누군데. 매 순간 날 느낀 표지게 해놀던 내 감정이 분주해졌어. 나 그걸 숨겨보려 했지만 절대 불가능. 널 보면 너무 들떠. 안정거리 확 보가 안 돼. 내 몸이 자꾸 내게는부터 발이 안 떨어져. 너랑 세계는부터
걱정 따윈 없어. 너와 함께 있으면 I'll let you know that you're attraction. 이제 날 왔으면 해. Tell me what I must do. Tell me anything I'll do. My heart is true. Girl, I gotta make you mine. Your attraction, babe.
That was Bum Key's Attraction. It's a really great track. I love R&B music personally, and this one has got a real old school vibe, really reminiscent of late 90s and early 2000s R&B banger, so I really like that. Everyone, go and check out Bum Key. Show some love to the Korean indie scene, and we're going to move on to the next track over here. So in keeping with this R&B vibe, the next track is also something that's it's not really commonly heard in K-pop. So it's from Song Ji-eun, a member of girl group Secret, her newest solo release called Himang Gomun, which I believe means hopeful torture or false hope. The lyrics describe the constant push and pull in a relationship that just isn't working, and how she wishes her man would just stop his begging and stop lying, as it just gets her hopes up that they can actually continue to make it work it out and make it happen. So let's check it out, and when we return, we got a very special Canadian artist feature. Stick around.
Whenever you call me
좀 나빠 너 보고 싶다는 말로 날 떠올려 아직도 난 너를 잊지 못해 바보처럼 너는 나를 사랑하지 않아 다 알고 있어
become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for.
Now the hardcore stuff is just, it's fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Alright, so we're back now, and this week it's time for us to hand over the spotlight to a Canadian artist and let them shine for a moment. And this week, our spotlight will be given over to Henry Lau, the member of boy band Super Junior M. Now, Henry was born in Toronto and left for Korea to pursue his career back in late 2006, I believe, and he debuted with Super Junior M in 2008. He's been through a lot, actually, and he received a lot of hate when his agency hinted at the possibility of him joining the lineup of the main group, Super Junior. And you know, the fans just went insane. It's Korea. So after a lot of tribulations, he made a solo debut in June of 2013 with the song Trap. Now, the song I have here is called 143, which was on the same album as Trap, but this newer single version, It's been updated a little bit, and it features Amber of girl group FX as the guest rapper, so let's take a listen.
I love you 143, none in 4, 8, 6, sending 143.
끝까지 끝이 없는 무성 영화 어떻게 후어 왜 너 왜 계속 반복되는 드라마 말을 안 해도 우린 서로 왜 사인을 믿지 cause you're 143 this is 1486 and I love you are you gonna love me
"143" by Henry Lau from Toronto, everybody. Now, he not only sings, but he also dances. He also does a little bit of rapping now and again. He's a multi-instrumentalist. He composed this song, actually, as part of, with his team, his music production team, Noise Bank. So, you know, this kid, sorry, I shouldn't say kid. He's actually older than me. He's nothing but talented, so definitely keep an eye out for him. He's going to be doing some big things in the future, and he's actually currently working on his second studio project, so let's look forward to that together, shall we? So since I mentioned Henry this week, and last week, if you were tuning in, I actually played another one of Henry's songs, his debut song, Trap. So I think that at this point, it's only fair that I address Super Junior M as well. Now, Super Junior M is a subunit of the main group Super Junior. The M at the back means Mandarin, and essentially they do Mandarin pop music, and they promote to a primarily Mandarin-speaking audience. And so the group has 8 members, 6 Korean members from the main group Super Junior, and 2 more Chinese members added for a wider appeal and for a little bit of diversity. Henry is one of them. So I have Super Junior M's new single here, right here. It's called Swing, and it's off their second mini album. And let's take a listen to it. It's a feel-good song.
Swing, never give up. Swing, 心事，心像陷入深深爱里，就让这旋律带你逃离。
Okay, so that was Swing by Super Junior M. Not much swing to it, but it's still lighthearted fun. Now, my one complaint with this song, though, is that right before the bridge, I'm sure that we all heard that really, really random dubstep breakdown. Now, I don't know why, but dubstep breakdowns are still a huge trend these days in Korea. And the only thing I can say to that is Korean record labels, stop including dubstep in songs. Okay, it doesn't sound that good. It's not a sign that you can drop the wicked beats, yo. Just please stop and spell that with an A-H so you know that I'm serious. Now, anyway, after dubstep, I do find that I need to listen to something a little more soothing because, you know, dubstep is so fast-paced, it kind of gets you worked up a lot of the times. So I'm actually just about out of time here as well, so I'll leave you with a singer who goes by the name of Ju Wan Ting, and she's been making some big waves in China for this past little bit, and this next song is called Wo De Ge Sheng Li, which just means you exist in my song. So I'll leave you with that, and be sure to tune in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. the show See Morgue, hosted by our friend Matab, and this has been Asian Wave 101. I'm your host Steve. See you all next.
防备也没有，你就这样在这里带给我惊喜，情不自已。这样在我不知不觉中悄悄的消失，从我的世界里没有音讯，剩下的只是回忆。你存在我深深的脑海里，我的梦里，我的心里，我的歌声里，你存在我深深的脑海里，我的梦里，我的心里，我的歌声里。还记得我们曾经肩并肩一起走过那段繁华巷口，尽管你我是陌生人，是过路人，但彼此还是感觉到了对方的一个眼神，一个心跳，一种意想不到的快乐，好像是一场梦境，命中注定。你存在我深深的脑海里，我的梦里，我的心，歌声里、yeah ，
深深的脑海里，我的梦里，我的心里，我的歌声里。
Saturday, May 24th. If you're looking for one of the most fascinating, entertaining, and intellectually stimulating days of the year, come to the Vancouver campus for UBC's Alumni Weekend. General admission, including entry to all UBC gardens and museums, is free. CITR will be there too. For a full schedule of events, go to alumni.ubc.ca. Proudly sponsored by Cowell Auto Group and CITR.